CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Pacing the floor and ranting and raving
you
here.
You don't even seem to comprehend what a spot we're in.
Yes, I do, but yelling like that will only wake Betsy to say nothing of the other hotel guests. Anyone from calling the desk and complaining? It's 2:30, try to get some sleep.
Sleep? We're supposed to be sailing in 2 days. You can't sail if the immigration department won't give you a new passport. And I won't sail if I can't give Mr. Wigglefoot a logical and intelligent explanation of why I leaped out of his office yesterday, deserting a staff conference of 8 people that was especially held for me.
I had to call you. They had me at the immigration office. They're firing questions at me, wanting me to sign some silly papers.
I don't think the head of the company I work for thinks it's silly that my wife has been asked to sign a paper saying she had no malicious intent to destroy government property.
Oh, Edith, I just trimmed the edges of my passport so it would fit in my billfold better. Honestly, you'd think from all the fuss they're making that I'd burn down the White House or something, really. It makes me kind of mad.
Boy, I love women's change of attitude. Yesterday you were hysterical with worry. Now you're mad about it. Well, you better take my advice, and when we get back to that immigration bureau at 10:30 in the morning, you'd better not get up on your high horse, young woman. You'd better be groveling with apologies if you want a new passport by Friday.
Yeah, it's all Mrs. Houston's fault anyhow. Yeah. I hadn't run into her on Fifth Avenue here in New York when I just mentioned to her that I tripped.
Don't put the blame on Mrs. Houston, and by golly, we'd better get things settled with the immigration bureau in the morning, or none of us will be going to Europe. In fact, I may be going home without a job.
People in free countries abroad, no matter what their current image of our nation may be, are curious to know more about America and Americans. The printing presses of the Soviet Union are working at full speed to make sure that the picture they get of the United States is a slanderous one, a distorted view of our nation and its citizens. The range of books distributed by the communists throughout the free world is enormous, and their sheer volume staggering. There is something you can do as an individual to make sure that students and interested readers are able to learn the truth about us through a program called Books from America. Take a look at your bookshelves. If you have American literary classics, recent American histories or geographies, modern English grammars and language study texts, these in good condition and hard bound, you can help combat communist propaganda. Mail them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington, 13, D.C. That's Books from America, Box 1960, Washington, 13, D.C.
Miss Ryan, bring in the file report on Piper. P-I-P-E-R. Thank you.
Good heavens, have you got a file on me already?
Now, dear.
What this happened yesterday?
We have 3 reports on you, Mrs. Piper. 2 here and 1 that's already been sent to Washington. Merely routine, of course. However, I'm sure you're happy to know that your government is as careful as possible, acting naturally in your best interest as a citizen.
Well, yes, but I do think you're making too much of nothing, really, if you don't mind my saying so.
Oh, what my wife means is that naturally she had no intention of breaking a law when she trimmed the edges off her passport.
Mr. Piper, I'm sure you know that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Oh, no. Of course not.
It is printed clearly on the back page of every passport. This passport must not be altered or mutilated in any way.
Yeah, well, we know that now, of course.
I just didn't bother reading the back page. I got my passport, and I just looked at my picture, I guess, which was simply awful.
It never occurred to you, Mrs. Piper, that it might be illegal to cut up your passport?
I didn't cut it up. I just trimmed the edges, sir, so it would fit better into my billfold. Everything I cut off was just blank. There wasn't any writing or anything, so...
You know, I know that my wife realizes now that she shouldn't have done any such thing. I mean, I just can't tell you how flabbergasted I was, so when I heard about it. Actually, she phoned me from here yesterday noon. I had just been called into a very important business conference. And,
Thank you, Miss Ryan. Go on, Mr. Piper.
Oh, I was just saying that I was horrified, naturally. Frankly, it's put me in a very awkward position. I'm about to sail for Europe on business, and Well, needless to say, Mr. Wigglefoot, the head of the company, is rather fussy, to put it mildly, about anything that might reflect on the company. I'm sure you understand my position.
Mr. Piper, this passport agency is rather fussy, to put it mildly, on anything that might reflect on the government. So I'm sure you understand my position.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I just meant that...
The government has rules and regulations.
Oh, yes, of course. They should have. They should have. I just meant that...
It is not clear to me, Mr. Piper, how it is that you did not know about it. I see here from a report that Mrs. Piper said yesterday that she had asked you about cutting off the edges of her passport. And it says here, Mr. Piper replied, fine, fine, go ahead, do whatever you want to.
I'm just busy working on some company reports. I'm sorry, sir. I was concentrating, sir, on some...
I see.
I wasn't even listening to her.
You had read the back page of your passport. You knew the rules against altering or mutilating a passport?
Well, I might not have known, but I'm just common sense, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm. You trimmed your passport with the scissors, Miss Piper.
Yes.
Which it says here in the report, Mr. Piper handed it to you.
Oh, well, that wasn't important. I mean, I just mentioned that in telling how it happened. See, I'd been shopping and used the scissors to cut some string, and I put them on the table, which he was using, and so I asked him to hand them to me.
I see.
And it's true he doesn't listen to me when he's concentrating, and I don't want to put the blame on him, because actually, it's Mrs. Houston's fault. You see, she's a friend of mine from home, and I bumped into her on Fifth Avenue, which we thought was so funny, you know.
Yes.
Because here I am in New York, and I run into somebody from home. I mean, you know, when you think 8 million people, it is just fantastic.
Never mind all that.
Go on, Mrs. Piper.
Well, I was showing her my new travel handbag, and I just happened to mention the wonderful billfold I have for my passport, because my husband always thinks I lose everything.
Well, I don't...
And it was Mrs. Houston who wondered if it was all right that I cut off my passport a bit, because she had a friend who once crossed off her age on her passport. She was older than her husband. And Mrs. Houston said you people were very unpleasant when you found out about it.
Very. Never mind.
Well, she said they were. Said they were just nasty. So Mrs. Houston suggested that I tell you about it, and I did. I was nice enough to come up and volunteer the information. It isn't as though I tried to get by with something and then to accuse me of maliciously destroying...
The government has rules and regulations, Mrs. Piper.
Well, I'll tell you what I think of your rules and regulations and...
Dear, I don't care.
I don't care. I planned on this trip to Europe for so long. Now everything was all set. You people making this mountain out of a molehill. Here I am, a law-abiding citizen, and for you people to act as though I... Benedict Arnold or something really makes me so mad.
Please forgive my wife. I mean, she's naturally upset, sir, but I can assure you she never intended anything illegal.
And what did you intend, Mr. Piper?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you see, I don't quite understand how a man can sit in a hotel room only a few feet away from his wife, claim that he did not hear her mention trimming her passport, and yet hand her the scissors to do it with.
I did it unconsciously or subconsciously, whatever it is. Now look, by golly, I don't like this third degree.
This is no third degree, Mr. Piper. We're only asking a few questions.
All right, you've asked your questions. Now I will thank you to either hand my wife back her passport or issue her a new one. This is nonsense. We have got the sale on Friday. I'm going on business. Contact have been made. I've got to meet certain people at definite times, definite places.
What sort of business, Mr. Piper?
Export-import.
And you say you have certain contacts to make at definite times, definite places?
Well, yes.
What do you import and export, Mr. Piper?
Well, a thousand things that I can't see have anything to do with the issue at hand. Frankly, I don't mind saying that I am sick and tired of this high-handed attitude.
Yes, remember what you told me.
And if it doesn't stop, I'll do something about it.
That's very interesting, Mr. Piper. What do you plan to do?
Well, my company has important connections in Washington.
When a passport has been mutilated, there are certain rules to be observed before a new passport can be issued. Now, while your company goes over my head to contact its important connections, Mr. Piper, I shall continue to do my duty.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What makes the different sound and sound difference that you hear on this station? Well, it's the teamwork between the CBS Radio Network and its affiliated stations. This teamwork combines the far-flung resources of CBS News with local programming that helps you know your neighbors and neighborhood, It combines the star talents of Amos and Andy, Mitch Miller, Pat Buttram, Burns and Allen, Art Linkletter, and a host more with those special interest programs most appealing in your community, heard on this station. Yes, it's a sound difference that makes the different sound of CBS Radio and its affiliated stations. When you take advantage of it, you're availing yourself of the national and worldwide know-how of the country's most listened-to network. Plus, the greater depth and perspective in programming this station can present because of its affiliation. Your listening post on your town, your nation, and the world is this station backed by CBS Radio. Don't settle for less.
Mr. Wigglefoot, what else can I say? I've apologized until I'm blue in the face. I'm sorry to come back to the office and dump the whole thing in your lap.
Yes, we're just so sorry. It's all my fault.
Well, all I can say to you, Piper, is that I can only hope this is not a sample of what to expect for you in Europe as you travel around representing my company. Mrs. Piper, please.
I'm sorry. I know it's all my fault.
I'm sorry to drag in a company lawyers like this. I apologize to you, too, Mr. Kepler.
Yes,
you, Mr. Williams. I
Yes. Williams, you better call Marlowe in on this, too. He may have an angle we haven't thought of. In the meantime, Mrs. Piper better fill out a new passport application and then go out and get the necessary photograph.
Oh, I can't get my picture taken now. I'm terrible with all this crying. Look at
my
eyes.
Go out and get your picture taken.
Yes, and be back here, Mrs. Piper, as soon as you have them. We only have this afternoon and tomorrow. Now, Mr. Piper, do you know anyone in Washington?
Oh, no, not a soul. I just got mad up at the passport office when I said that. Of course, I had the sound off.
And... Why, we do, too, know somebody in Washington.
No.
Aunt Effie has a third cousin, a little old lady, who has a flower shop or something on the outskirts of town.
Go and get your picture taken. Hey, wait a minute. Aunt Effie, yes. She once said somebody from Dodge Center had a son who works in the State Department. Yes, you remember. What was his name?
Oh, yes. Oh, Higbee, something like that. You can't look him up, dear. That's why Aunt Effie didn't want to send him a birth certificate, because he could look up her age if he wanted to, and then he'd tell his mother back home. Everybody in town would know how old Aunt Effie
is. Go get your picture taken. Go on, sit down there. Go on. Sorry, Mr. Wigglefoot, I'm sorry.
Mr. Williams will go over to the passport division at once, see if he can straighten this out. And if necessary, I'll send you to Washington to expedite matters. But for heaven's sake and mine, get a passport for Mrs. Piper. Forgive me for saying so, Piper, but I don't think I could stand it if you people don't sail by Friday.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Ralph Dunn, Louis Van Ruten, and Ed Bryce, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hart, thank you.